my sense is that loss is a theme in your music and has been.
Big time. Yeah, for sure. I've lost some, I've been through a lot of like loss and grief in my adult years. And I don't think there's any way I could have escaped that as a major theme in my music.
Jonathan Tim is a songwriter in Traverse City. He's 34. Jonathan's last album, Fever Dream, dealt with the death of his good friend, musician Pat Carroll. Is there a song, are there songs that are the hardest to listen to or would be the hardest to play?
Probably the song Spectres.
Is there nothing I can do to comfort this room as a year and its specters reached all our hearts? And if for no one else's sake, myself alone I will retrace it before we laid our heads on the tracks.
I'll play it again, and you know, it's something that we play every once in a while, but I don't particularly enjoy the feeling of going back there.
Jonathan's friend Pat battled cystic fibrosis for his entire life. He died at 26. Jonathan mostly plays the guitar, some piano and violin, performs with a full band. He always loved classic country music, the rawness of the songwriting.
There's an honesty in like the lyrical content, and like there's just a vulnerability in classic country that has always inspired me. I feel like I still come from that place.
Ever since he was a kid, he dreamed of moving to Nashville, the home of that music. So about 8 years ago, he went for it, moved to Nashville.
I loved it. It was more than, it was different, but you know, more fulfilling than I think I even anticipated moving there.
He says he loved the community of musicians in Nashville, getting together in a house with a dozen songwriters, walking down the street to play fiddle on a friend's album. But living in Nashville meant missing some important things in Michigan, seeing his family, spending time with Pat before he died.
When he passed away, I was living in Nashville, so it felt like, I don't know, the last like year and a half of his life I kind of missed out on. If you listen to Fever Dream, that is a big part of those songs.
So Jonathan moved back to Traverse City, and with that change came some new songs.
Gray Man, the record I'm putting out this summer, is kind of like a post-loss record. It's dealing with the overarching influence of the people I've lost, but also going into new territory. I mean, it's primarily about my move back from Nashville.
Is this going to get in your way at all here?
Are you heading
down? Jonathan's setting up some microphones in his basement with his friend Corey DeRussia. Corey owns a recording studio in Michigan. He grew up down the street from Jonathan. The move back to Traverse City has meant being closer to Jonathan's family, closer to the beauty of northern Michigan, closer to old friends. There are just some things he can do up here he can't do anywhere else.
I wanted to spend some time with my dad while we could still go bike riding and hiking and all the things that we like to do.
And though he misses Nashville, music helps Jonathan find community wherever he is.
The connection I feel with my like band members on stage and the friendships that are formed out of like playing in bands and meeting other bands is like almost more of the end game for me.
So he spends this Saturday morning recording new songs in the basement with Corey, an old friend he's made music with his whole life. Jonathan Tim's record, Gray Man, comes out this August. He'll be playing live in cities throughout Michigan this summer. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm John Williamson.